Hi. I only do that because literally Grace, our producer, wrote in our script. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Megan.
We're digital producers at Bravo, and this is The Daily Dish.
So we're recording this before the big 4th of July weekend. 4-day weekend. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What?
I know. I knew like a month ago that we had 4 days off, and I was like, oh, something will come together, but I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And nothing has come together.
Yeah.
And me and my roommate, like 2 days ago, were like, should we just go to Bermuda? Yeah, let's just go to Bermuda. And we're like looking into it.
You should.
Right, but apparently we dodged a bullet though, because we're not going to Bermuda anymore. Because my friend's friend went there and he said that literally everything costs so much money because they're like an island and they don't grow anything there. So it's all like imported. So like Hawaii, everything is like $1 billion.
Right.
So to just have like a banana and a smoothie, it was like $30.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No. So yeah, I am not going to Bermuda. That's my plans. It's very upsetting.
Maybe you can go out and watch some fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably do that. What are you doing, Megan?
Aaron and I are going to Kingston. It's this cute little town upstate. There's a house that we've rented there before, and I like it because it just feels so different from here.
That's exactly what me and my roommate wanted to do. We just wanted to get out of the city and go upstate and go somewhere. But it was, like, really hard to find Airbnbs 4 days before 4th of July weekend. Who knew?
No.
Fun fact. My friend works for a news-ish website. And she was like, hey, team, why don't you guys write a story about last-minute plans to get out of the city.
She's
see
like,
if they could, like, find
AKA
anything.
Just for me.
Yeah. So not only do I not have any 4th of July plans, which I'm really bummed about, but I came to the office a little late today because I was here late yesterday, so I was like, I'm gonna not rush to the office this morning. And I come in to find out that Julie Andrews was here, and I wasn't, which, like, I cried a little bit about not being here, that she was here, because it just, like, really affected me. So it's just, like, I'm having a terrible.
I think Julie Andrews must be for you what Jennifer Aniston is for me. Because I think I legitimately would cry if she had been in the office and I missed it. So I can empathize. Well, listeners, for this post-weekend Thursday, we have one hell of a throwback Thursday for you. We watched the first ever episode of Vanderpump Rules with the Betches.
Betches.
No, we're not just saying that in a funny way. That's actually their name, Betches. Maybe you've seen them on Instagram.
Read their books.
They're pretty big.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. It's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we are here with the hosts of Betch Slapped podcast, Jordana, Aileen, and Samantha.
Hi.
It's an awkward chorus of highs.
If you have an Instagram account, you've probably heard of them.
Yes. So more about them. They launched their media empire out of a dorm room at Cornell. Am I right?
Yes.
And you
two
books.
It was a real apartment. Yeah.
Okay.
It was senior year, so we moved out of the dorms.
Okay. We upgraded a little bit.
Yeah, just a bit. It's still disgusting.
And you guys have two books.
Yes.
We do.
Amazing.
So is it official? Betches love Bravo?
Betches love Bravo since Betches came out of the womb.
Awesome. my channel's been like, hasn't like left Bravo.
Yeah.
I don't know, years?
Yeah.
I became actually Bravo Watcher after Betches got me more into Bravo.
Yeah, I've loved Bravo forever.
Well, we were so excited to have you guys on, and so we fans had decided to watch the first ever episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, we did.
So maybe I suggest maybe starting watching it on Hulu for yourself, because it is a treat for the eyes and
yes,
the ears.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I remember watching it for the first time, too. They launched it right after Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and they're like, what is this crazy shit?
It was revolutionary.
It was Jax was good looking at the time.
I started on like season 3. So I just watched it actually for the first time last night.
Oh my God.
And my mind was blown. It's like a whole different world.
So it is now. I didn't watch it when it premiered. I know that Bravo tried to trick us with that crossover episode of Beverly Hills, but I wasn't in a place in my life for it. But it wasn't until a few years later that people were like, you have to watch it. So like one day in December, I remember like I just streamed like every single episode.
It's really fun.
It's the best day of my
Jersey
life.
Yes.
I'm gonna go back and probably like after this podcast, like just watch the whole series.
Right.
Yeah. It's just gold.
I wanted to press next, but then we had to move on to the next show that we have to read.
Oh no, I let it like keep going.
I use your Hulu account, so I'm been like.
So you
watching.
Know how much I've seen.
I know how much you've seen. I've been tracking it and screwing up the order that you. That it's
I noticed
queuing.
It was a little bit off.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So have any of you been to Sir?
Yeah.
We've all been to
Sir. Really?
Yeah. Took a picture in the alley.
What happened?
Oh, you took a picture in the alley?
Of course.
I'm so jealous.
Of course.
I didn't go to the alley when I went.
It's like a monument.
Yes, seriously. It really is.
Yeah, they're like dirty walls. Yeah. It's a great place for Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Lenin Wall in Prague and the Sir Wall in Hollywood. West Hollywood.
Did it smell like cigarette smoke and regrets?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Lisa Vanderpump's perfume.
Right.
Just, like, waft. Pungent.
Yeah.
We went last year, and they were playing Vanderpump Rules in the background.
Yeah.
So it's very...
It felt like a Disney attraction.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was... Fine.
Did you have the goat cheese balls?
No.
Me either.
We had the guacamole. It was subpar.
I had the goat cheese balls because I was like, of course, you have to order them. And they were very, very good. I was like, Stassi wasn't lying.
I'm sure that's like their like number one dish. I'm because sure. like, do you think that they, do you think like Stassi really, truly like loves them or that they...
I think she gets a commission on those goat cheese balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
It's not a bad way to make money.
She'll come out with her own line like Bethany.
Yeah, go
cheese
balls
by
Stassi.
Balls by Stassi.
Balls.
That'd be amazing.
TM.
Yeah.
We were talking about the back alley. This was like our first back alley fight that we saw.
Right.
So many firsts happened in this episode that it was like we hear Princess Stassi for the first time in this episode.
She's a descendant of a Swedish princess.
She's pushing
that. Have you noticed? Like she hasn't mentioned that in a few seasons. Do you think it's
maybe she did like a genealogy thing?
Yeah. Now the DNA info is like out there. She's like, oh no.
That was the first and only time that I had heard it, so I didn't even know that was like a thing that she's now. So much to learn. I'm
to
so
be
excited.
Watching it through your eyes, I'm like
also I didn't
jealous.
Know Shay was in the first episode.
Right.
No. Like, it was so creepy to watch him smile at
her
while she
really
made, like, sexual
her.
Noises, right? This is Sheena, not Stassi. Yeah,
he seemed really, like, into her. Like, you could tell.
No, it seemed like they've already hooked up, and the guy next to him was like, oh, you know these noises. And you're like, just turn this off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They definitely, like,
well, I think it's interesting that she went from Eddie Cibrian to Shay.
Maybe she thought that Shay was going to get her famous.
Okay.
I thought Shay was like her high school boyfriend or something.
No. She was a cheerleader he was infatuated with.
Wait. So he was like obsessed with her?
In high school.
They went to the same high school.
Okay.
Went to the same high school. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Wait, it was one of the... Okay.
But LA? They didn't date.
Yeah. Because
she was too good for him then, and then he was too good for her now. I don't think that's like a...
oh.
I don't know. Is that...
Wait, she was too good for
him. He's not too good for her now.
I don't know. Was that like the...
No, she's still
when they were dating,
too good for
I'm saying when they were, when they were
also
dating...
That bar is very low.
No, when they were dating like, in the first episode. Yeah.
Just a bump.
Yeah. Right. I guess. I don't know. Where did you hear this from?
Yeah, because
she said
she has a boyfriend, right? In the Stassi fight. She's like, I have a boyfriend, so I'm not going after Jax.
Yeah. I think Shay is the boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh, wait, how did you know that
it
was
either
she was
a reunion or a Watch What Happens Live episode, or maybe it was the after show. But
interesting.
It was also...
I can't believe I did not know.
Okay. As someone who also hadn't watched season one, it was really interesting to watch Lisa Vanderpump say like kind of nice things about Stassi because I've only been watching since she hates her.
Yeah.
So she's like, Stassi has been here longer than you, and so my loyalty is with her. And like she's talking about like how she's friends with Pandora, and it was just like weird because I've only been watching since she hates her.
Could two people be more different than Stassi and Pandora?
Right. Like, what? I know. I forgot that they were friends because I associate Pandora with Sheena now.
Right.
So I was just like,
and it's also
crazy
just
world.
Weird to watch like. Tom Sandoval be dating what's her name, Kristen.
She seems
like
really
my
nice.
Boyfriend Tom. I was like,
Yeah, and then like watching them make out like over the thing.
Right.
And like, yeah. And then living together, like, don't forget to unplug the iron. Like,
don't forget to shave your forehead.
The moment when Tom was like, I mean, Kristen's cool. She's not going to be worried about anybody cheating on her or anything. And I was like, Kristen Doty is not going to be worried about anybody cheating. Like, she's the craziest one about cheating. Like,
in episode one, she seemed like sort of like the most normal one. Besides Katie, who didn't say anything. The weirdest part was watching an episode where, like, Katie and Tom don't say anything. And they're not constantly screaming at each other.
They like, just recently became the focal point of the season because of their wedding.
The wedding.
They were background characters.
He wasn't a full cast member for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just, like, around.
He was always... He's the key.
Where's that... Also, where's Ariana?
She wasn't big until later.
Yeah, because she's introduced later as Tom's friend who, like... Kristen, I get them all confused, was like, oh, they're just friends, like, they're not gonna hook up, and here they are, like, married or whatever.
But she does make an appearance in the first season because she's one of Sheena's backup dancers at the big
performance.
Freak Bitch. Remember how that song was called?
Freak Bitch?
Oh my god.
Right, that was what they were recording with, like, the guy was like, less porn and more,
Less phone sex operator, more porn
star. She's like, okay, got it.
She did. No, that was actually... She's like, I know exactly the distinction you need. I'm about to kill it.
Do we think Sheena looked like Britney Spears?
Like, a little bit, actually.
Yeah, when she said
with
that.
With the fuller face. Yeah, and like,
I think she looks better now. Personally,
well,
we were debating
that.
I
think she looks more alive.
I think her makeup did not. Yeah. She learned how to do her makeup like much better. Yeah. Now, well, so, I think it looks like much more.
I felt like of all of them, Stassi walked in like a professional. Like, she actually looked great. Like, the makeup wasn't too much, it wasn't too little, but it was like everyone else was still figuring out what looks good on
TV. She was on Amazing Race, so maybe she
she
knew what was
going on.
I know
so
much about these people.
Yeah.
No, what was funny was Sheena being like, when the paparazzi are after me, I'll know I've made it. It's like, yeah, they're after you now because of the fact that your husband like stole all your money.
you got what you wanted. I mean, dreams come true is what we're saying.
Right. I mean, she didn't know what she was wishing for, I guess.
Oh my god, can't freak bitch.
Can we take a moment of silence for just how hot Jax was in this episode?
Oh my god.
He was so good.
I was like dying.
Following him on Instagram now, or like just seeing what he seems like he's getting fit with Brittany.
Yeah, they're definitely doing a weight loss journey.
Yeah, I've been following their weight loss journey.
So his voice is different now, though, too.
Well, we were talking about that. I think it's like the several surgeries he's had on his nose.
That must be it.
That has like cleared some stuff up.
His deviated septum.
But I also think that some situations with the cheeks, they're puffed.
Yeah.
There's like something going on there.
Stassi on her podcast, she was on Brandi Glanville's podcast and said that season one, the reason like she looked so thin and she was on Adderall and a lot of them were.
Stassi?
Sure. Oh, I'm surprised that they're not still.
Okay, can I tell you that I read an article about Stassi and how she like got so fit, and it was about doing juice. She said she owed it to juice cleanses, and then I started doing juice cleanses. I'm not even joking. But I guess it was the Adderall should have done that instead.
Well, that was season one. Maybe she's like,
After season one. I liked it. I just kind of peripherally knew who she was, and I was like, she's so beautiful. I want to know what she does. And she wrote like, I just juice all day. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think she didn't used to eat. Like, I remember her talking about that, and then I think over time she's gotten more fun.
She tried one goat cheese ball at a time.
Yeah.
Downhill from there.
Totally.
Now she's living her best life.
Yeah.
With the goat cheese balls.
I wanted to talk about just Lisa Vanderpump, too, in this episode. She's, like, already in the drama with Sheena and Stassi.
She looks fantastic.
She's such a puppeteer. I love the way she strategically inserts herself like at the exact right moment, which makes her look. It just makes her look powerful. It makes her seem like she's like running things, but like not so involved. She just does the perfect level of like, like string puppet manipulation. I think it's impressive.
Right. Well, that's kind of what like the producers like also chose to show about her, because like at the time this came out, that was sort of her role on Beverly Hills. She was like Bobby Fischer. Being friends with you is like playing chess with Bobby Fischer. Every move is so calculated. So that was like her role on Beverly Hills, and the whole hook for Vanderpump Rules, before we knew how amazing the cast was, was she was the hook, and it was like about her running the restaurant. So like in this first episode, they had to like give her a personality, and the personality is she's like the Anna Wintour of Sir. Who knows?
She's the puppet, and they're all the master, in the words of Kelly Dodd.
She is the puppet, and everyone's the master.
That's true. I love how, what was I going to say? I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
That's the worst.
And then I forgot it.
Well, you know, Lisa has maintained that she did not know originally that Sheena was Eddie Cibrian's mistress.
Right.
Yes, that was
I don't buy that.
Right. Okay, no, but then she changes the story. She's like, at first, I did not know who he was. And then he told me he was separated. And then I already liked him, so it was like, whatever.
Right.
This is Sheena.
She goes through like the different phases of like the I didn't know.
I mean, I wouldn't have known who Eddie Cibrian was. He's totally not a real celeb.
You would like Google someone, especially if you're like a rising starlet in Hollywood.
Right, for sure. If I were her, I would have Googled. But if I were me, I wouldn't have known.
But Lisa Vanderpump says she didn't know Sheena was involved with Brandy's ex. Like when she hired her. But yeah.
That's a lie.
That's possible she didn't know, but like later on, I'm sure she knew, like right subsequently.
I feel like she probably hired her because that was who she was. That's a perfect plot point.
They wouldn't have had
their transition.
Yeah. Would you put it past Lisa to have found out and then hired her accidentally?
No, not at all. Lisa.
That's what Ken
calls her,
Lisa.
Right. Well, as she says, sir is where you take your mistress.
Right.
So.
Sexy unique restaurant.
Right. That's why Sheena got moved. That's the real reason.
Right. Right.
Yeah. She was more on brand for sir.
Personally, I like Pump a lot. That was really
I loved really Pump beautiful. When
yeah.
I went.
Yeah, it was really pretty. It was cool. I like to keep
it's a gay garden.
Like Grey Garden?
No, that's what Lisa said.
Have you guys been to Villa Blanca too?
No.
I wish we had someone who lived out there that could tell us.
I'll go.
I think people go, like, it's less of like a trashy establishment.
Well, I think it's like more like, it's where you take your wife.
Yeah.
Again, that's
where
like,
it's where you get your rosé.
It's probably like older women.
Yeah.
Like from Beverly Hills. I'm down to go if you guys want to.
Speaking of older women from Beverly Hills, who I am not.
Yeah. If you guys want to go, like, next time, like, I'm down.
All right, okay. We have some rapid-fire questions because we want to know what Betches love.
Okay.
Do Betches love Sandoval's hairdo in this episode?
No.
I like it more than the last time. I think we went to a Bravo event and he had, like, a braid.
Yeah.
So I prefer it to that. I don't know. I kind of like it.
He looks like Jimmy Neutron, if Jimmy Neutron thought he was cool by spiking his hair.
Did you notice the, like, shaves on the side, too? Yeah. Like, that nice little...
I don't know. I feel like the way he operates, like, it just works for him. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
That's very diplomatic.
Because he, like, owns his ridiculous hair, like, with the white stripes that he had, like, this last year. Right. That was pretty unique, sexy.
I thought he looked the best now to then. Like he looked the same to me when I saw him. I was like, that's just what he looks like.
Oh, like, he maintained his...
I think he's just
aged gracefully.
Ariana.
Kristen
also.
Looks good.
I haven't seen Ariana.
Kristen looks the same.
I think she looks exactly the same.
They've all aged the best.
Mm-hmm.
As in not
basically,
at all.
You have to date Tom Sandoval to stay looking really good.
That's the fountain of youth.
How does he know?
Do Betches love shaving your face?
No.
For men,
as a man.
No, with the forehead. That's how
we saw Tom Sandoval shave his forehead in this episode.
Do men grow hair on their foreheads?
No, it's exfoliation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you use an exfoliant?
Shaving your face. Have you guys ever shaved your face?
No. Caroline Manzo does too.
Like, males, it's okay for men to shave their faces, like, and women just do it discreetly if you need it.
Wait, really? Is that a thing? Okay.
Shaving your face.
Well, all men shave their face, like the bottom part of their face, just not the forehead.
Right. Really the difference?
He's like, yeah.
He's just shaving the
wrong side.
Yeah. It's like a Brazilian face shave.
Something like that.
Take it all off.
Ew, imagine if you could grow hair on your forehead. Mm. Gross. Ash Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he does. We don't even know. Yeah.
It's the real reason. He's covering it up.
Do betches love white wine spritzers?
I don't like white wine. I don't like spritzers. Wine.
I've never tried it.
Yeah.
I've tried like an Aperol spritzer, which I really enjoyed.
I thought you said I've never tried white wine. I was like, what? No.
I've never tried a white wine spritzer, but I imagine it's just white wine with seltzer.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the recipe?
It's
I'm
like
genius.
Bubbly.
Yeah. Wow.
You should be a bartender.
Yeah. Yeah. You could bartend it, sir.
I feel like it would make it better. I hate white wine. It's so bitter.
Yeah.
Red wine kind of gal.
Yeah, same.
That's where you live.
Jiggy.
So cute.
I know. Yeah. We saw a lot of in this episode, and I realized we don't see him a lot anymore.
The Jigmeister. Yeah,
he used to be her like major brand piece. Now she doesn't seem to really care about him.
I feel like maybe he has some health issues.
Now she has a horse.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a mini horse.
Yeah.
So she's fine.
And
dog has lost its appeal. She has like six swans.
Yeah.
Who needs a dog?
Stop you in forever.
I feel like she's gonna get a kangaroo next season or something.
Oh my god.
She keeps getting weirder animals.
Yeah.
Those bandana dresses. The sir.
Oh, I mean.
They're kind of like cute in the way that you'd wear them to a camp social. or like a theme mixer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was like.
Yes.
They've changed. Yeah. They're not.
Right.
They're
no,
it's just weird that like she instructs her waitresses not to wear a bra. Like,
I know.
It's like a bizarre
I liked those
thing.
Better than like the real dresses.
The purple
the
ones.
The black
purple
ones dresses. With, like, the... Oh, yeah,
I hate
the purple
just, like,
ones.
Weird, pilly, like,
yeah. I feel like they're from Limited 2. Like,
yes!
Purple ones. Like,
the best ones.
Why
they were
would
just
she
like,
switch to that?
I don't know.
It's sexy and unique.
You can't work at Sir unless you're below a size 2.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much all of them still work at Sir.
I know. They all were like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. Absolutely not. Yeah. I was like, oh, guys.
Yeah.
It's like you just trapped yourself into doing this the rest of your life by being on the show. Like, even when in 10 years, that will be what everyone thinks you're doing.
I'm sure they're making a lot more money, though, now.
Yeah. But they're still, but they can't just leave because that's how they're making their money.
Right.
Whatever.
Unless you're stuck.
Whatever. I don't feel bad for them. They're fine.
Yeah. They live.
Yeah.
And then finally, we saw a lot of fake nails this episode. What do we think?
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like people have fake nails a lot these days.
Yeah?
I don't know. Was it like a French manicure? Was that what you saw? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Right. I don't remember.
Yeah, I guess that's not cool.
All right, this is a really important question. So some people have a Sophie's Choice. We have a Sophie Stanberry Choice, as in Ladies of London.
Right.
Well,
love
we
it.
Know.
It's Sophie Stanberry here. Get the tunes on, because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you rather be Stassi circa 2013, as we saw in this episode, or present-day Stassi?
I feel like she's
present
matured
day.
A lot.
Yeah. She's still, like, present not that mature, but day. She's definitely more mature than she was.
Yeah.
I feel like if she were watching
child.
Herself
yeah.
here, it would be, like, us reading our first book.
Right.
Yeah. And I'd rather be present day me. So.
I'd rather, right. I'd rather be present day Stassi, probably.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
we've met present day Stassi. She seemed good.
Yeah,
she's gone through a lot of obstacles and hurdles.
I feel like when you're 23, you think you know, like,
everything.
Yeah.
So she's like a great example of like just, I think, just thinking that like whatever you say is just like totally right all the time and that you're like always going to be thinking the same way that you're always thinking.
Yeah.
And then
it's so true.
You hit 24.
No, from experience.
Season changing. 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to be her now too. Or did you want to be her then?
I wanted to be her then. Because I feel like she was the queen bee. And now she's, like, slowly making her way back. But she had that awful season a couple seasons
right.
ago. Mm-hmm. And no one wanted to be with her. And mm-hmm. she's going through a breakup now. And, yeah, sure.
And
like, circa 2013.
Him,
yeah.
She's Ish. Being cheated on. But she didn't know it.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually think that you make a very good point. Now that I'm rethinking about it, I feel like she's still kind of doing the same, like, mean-spirited things. But she's no longer, like...
The
top of like the head girl
right,
or whatever,
right.
but she's still like you still see her. She's still like yelling at Sheena and like bullying her.
She's
right.
Yeah,
they're so.
But
she's just
Sheena.
Not. It's like they've always been just such bitches to Sheena. Like, why can't you just be a little bit
less bitchy to her.
I mean, it all goes back to the homewrecking thing, which, yeah, like...
Please, they're all such hypocrites.
I don't know why they care so much, really.
She needs to be, like, a little more self-aware, though, because in this episode, she's like... Thing about me is that I don't care what anyone thinks about me. And then, like, no. The next thing is she's like, I'm just going to say whatever I need to say to Saxon. Like, we need to just pick a side. Of, like,
well, the first thing Gina said in the whole episode was, I don't want enemies. And I was like, oh, no, girl. That's like, famous last right. words. It's like your entire tenure on so the show fair. Is right. being an enemy. And it's like, oh.
Although I didn't realize that they started off hating her so much. Like, she seems like she's part of the crew a little bit, at least. Yeah. Now.
She's part. Yeah. Of them, but like they never are like
fully adopted her.
Yeah, because she doesn't like she sucks up to them, but she doesn't like she's not like this on their page. And like they right. like when you're like
she's not as fierce
and you're like a bully. Yeah. You can't like have someone who's not
fierce
like
not in a good
100% going to be loyal to you.
No, I mean like so, fierce like a hyena. Yeah.
Well, that's weird though about loyalty. Like I feel like they require loyalty on a level of like if I don't like the person, you can't even look at them or you're dead to me. Yeah. Like, right. I don't know. Maybe right. that, like looking at them's okay.
Right, and that's why she can't get totally in because right. she won't. Go to that level of
which
loyalty.
Is good.
Right. Yeah, right. Which is good, fine. But has earned her 5 seasons of, like, just being treated
berated.
Like
yeah.
So, yeah.
The best is when Katie texts her, like, you, like, said hello to her at the bar, like, in the her tequila Katie thing, yeah. where she sends her, like, you were, like, the worst person to ever live. Like, don't ever speak to me again. It was, like, she literally right. just said hi back yeah. when someone said hi to her.
Yeah,
Sheena when Lala could said be, Sheena could be, like, the best person on the show if she could just get over those people and, like, not yeah. like not take it from
but that's
them
not
anymore.
Sheena.
Right.
I
no.
like Ariana the most. Yeah.
That's why Ariana's the best because she doesn't deal with that.
She doesn't care.
She really doesn't care.
Yeah.
Ariana's what Sheena like wishes she could be.
Oh, true. I love Ariana too.
Yeah.
We witnessed a lot of broken dreams over the years on the show, but there's one person who got exactly what he asked for. Sandoval said he wants to be famous, but not Michael Jackson level famous. So, congratulations, Sandoval. Yeah.
He's made it.
Yeah. I don't know if that was ever in the cards for him.
Yeah.
Like, right. He had to hold back his internal talents.
Exactly.
I just want to make sure not to get to that Jackson level fame.
Yeah. Too
is,
much money.
Is there going to be a show, Tom and Tom, when they start their own bar, do you think?
Tom, oh, my
Tom.
God.
Tom,
from your lips. I
would watch it.
No, Tom is happening. When they were in, they were still kind of squirmy about it.
It was just...
Well, I think that they're probably saving Katie and Tom's divorce for season 1 of Tom Tom.
Oh.
Like, they not that into it. Remember
no, I know. He was like, oh, man.
Just, like, made a huge commitment to then, like, make him also commit again. Yeah. It was, like, too much. For Lil Fortzy.
Right. She's like, right. I'm offering you this opportunity. He's like, I don't want to talk
like,
about
no
it.
It's like, no thanks. Like, I just, like, I don't want the commitment. It's like, you're at your wedding, dude.
Yeah. He's like, you also don't have a job.
Yeah. Right, but that's
he's
cool.
He's like, I don't need a job.
Yeah, he never Bubba. Needs a job.
Yeah. When do you guys think, like, what do you think is going to happen with them?
When they were in, they seemed, like, really fine. So, I don't know. They weren't, like... at each other at all, and then we talked to a lot of the cast alone and being like, how are they really? And they were like, for some reason, ever since they got married, all of those issues kind of like went away, which I don't know if they'll come back, probably.
That's what Stassi said also when he asked her, but like, I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'll say they have a really modern, like, look at marriage and divorce where they're just like, if we get divorced, it's not a failure, it's just a progression. I was like, okay.
They said that.
Yeah, it seems like they've been going to therapy.
That seems like they're saving it for the finale of Tom Tom.
Yeah. My favorite thing of all time is Katie and Tom going to the prenup lawyer. And the prenup lawyer says, you have $200. How do you want to divide it? In the event of a divorce.
So like, we have a dog.
Let's talk about the dog.
I mean, I think he literally, like, laughed at them. I think that's what happened. Yeah. Like, they
went
clear.
It was so funny. Beverly Hills prenup lawyer. Yeah.
I mean, they have a huge earning potential with their Instagram followings and, like,
yeah,
all the
I don't think that was real.
There.
I don't think that was real. They definitely have a lot more money from the show.
A prenup costs more than $200.
Well, I was planning on spending $45.95 on my wedding. So, we'll see how much is left after that.
Remember, he thought the whole wedding was going to cost $10,000.
Right. You're like, that is adorable.
I'm like actually laughing at it.
But then I feel like she made decisions that I wouldn't have made.
$18 like, invitation.
Oh, yes. Like the tapestries.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's just
gosh.
Like a pillowcase.
What was it called? The water cloth? In
yeah, the water
for you to blow your nose.
Yeah, why did she
say that? Lisa hated it.
She sent them on like a handkerchief.
Who would have hated that?
I was so mean about her wedding on camera.
I actually thought a very pretty wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't like her dress, but I liked the wedding.
Oh, you didn't like the dress?
No.
It was too much. I thought there was like too a romantic.
Much, like tan space.
Gold?
Like,
yeah,
too
yeah.
Thick. There was too much white thick and tan thick. It just didn't work.
I don't remember it. I can't comment.
I remember it well. Stalked it on Instagram a few times. No shame.
Who do you think is the next? Do you think Tom and Ariana will walk down the aisle?
They're gonna do some sort of like alternative ceremony.
Yeah, for sure.
Like an underwater like betrothing or something.
Right.
Like
totally.
Yeah.
They're gonna do the switch cut. He's gonna wear a dress. She's gonna be in the suit. Like she looks great.
She looks so good in that touch.
I mean, Ariana's beautiful. She's a mermaid. She came out of the pool like a f***ing mermaid.
Yeah.
She
kind of like is
she's really
a mermaid.
Yeah. Merman.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. So tell all of our Daily Dish podcast fans where they can find you, your podcast, all of your great things.
Aileen, take it away.
Okay. You can find our podcast at betches.co/slapped. You can email us for advice and everything at slapped@betches.com. Very confusing, but exciting. At the same time, follow us at Betches. Read everything we do, Betches.com.
Oh, and check out our books. Nice is Just a Place in France, and I Had a Nice Time, and Other Lies sold everywhere.
Everywhere
where
you buy books.
And you should also check out our online store, shopbetches.com. See, we have a lot of things.
Yeah. We can keep going.
Yeah,
we have like, we honestly have like probably five.
You have more endeavors than a Real Housewife.
I mean,
we could probably add like a few more, but if you ever, good for now.
If you ever watch Veep and you know like Gary, like I need one of those. It's betches.com.
Thank you. We have trouble remembering our own links. It's a weird thing.
It just started with one, and now there's 100. So,
yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
You know what I loved about recording with Betch Slapped?
What?
Is that they love The Office as much as I do.
I know. When they said that, I was like, well, this is just perfect. And then I made a Friends reference, and then we had a whole spiel about Ross and Rachel and whether or not they were on a break.
But what's funny is, like, in The Office, all it is jokes about Cornell, and they all went to Cornell.
Oh, they must love The Office. This is all making sense.
So thank you, Betches, for stopping by Bravo HQ.
Yes, you guys were so much fun. We loved talking about Vanderpump with you guys. But we'll be on Betch Slapped as well. No? Which is already up? Or we were on?
Yeah, just... Maybe just read that line.
But we actually... Maybe just do your job.
I know.
Maybe
I just...
use your eyes and read. This is what I'm dealing with, people. We actually recorded a segment for their podcast, Betch Slapped, which is already up and you can listen to now.
We played Kill, Be Besties With, or Party With Sheena, Katie, and Stassi.
It was hard.
It was hard. And we picked different people.
Right.
So you guys need to go and listen to that. Check it out.
But we can't spend all day in the past, though we wish we could.
Grace, were you drinking when you wrote this script?
So full disclosure, our producer Grace just told us that she has strep throat, which I'm not so thrilled about. And we're reading the prep script
that she handed to us with her bacteria hands.
It's quite questionable, some of these things that I'm reading here. Just kidding, it's great.
Oh, we should start with Invite Only Cabo.
Ugh, I just watched it.
Yes, okay. Because the huge thing was, who is Corey?
Right.
Well, Corey's a man.
Right, Corey is a man, which I knew already, but I didn't know who.
See, I wasn't sure. I knew that when they introduced this show, they said that kind of the thing that made Larry maybe different from, like, any other guy is that he's sexually fluid and likes both guys and girls. But, like, not everyone in the house knew that.
Right, right. Well, I was confused on many levels. Like, one, Bianca's just, like, all of a sudden chill. Like, literally last episode, you get that ring, and you're still calling each other babe.
No, I'm so confused.
And then she's, like, totally fine with it all.
Because she hated every girl that walked into the house.
Right.
But loves Corey and is watching them make out and say, I love you.
Right, and she's like, oh, I'm so happy for my best friend.
What? I want to talk. I, like, really wanted to call her after this episode. Not that I have her number, but I just wanted to call her and be like, what? Yeah, babe, what's happening?
So, yeah, I love Jermaine always because he's perfect.
Oh, my God, he's the best.
But when he was like,
well, 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 Mr. Man Bun. Like, okay, who's this young kid with a backpack? This is what you're keeping for me. Like, I mean, really?
Who is this young kid with a backpack? I was like, oh, my God, that's like the best description of this kid. And shady backpack kids. Like, who's a backpack? Come on.
Right.
But what did you think of the man bun?
I mean, I don't know.
I just kept thinking that Larry is a hairstylist.
Oh, right.
And he can't like that.
Honestly, I don't think I really paid attention to what he looked like as much as I was like, Corey's a man.
You're like, you couldn't even.
Interesting.
You're like, just like, you still know, on just the fact that he's a guy.
Oh, but then we saw Corey get really drunk. So, of course, then I loved him.
Right, of course.
But
you know who he loves? Maybe not, though.
Right.
From the next on, Larry.
Does it count if you say I love you, but you're super drunk?
No. Like, I think Larry is silly for, like, Larry was very drunk, too. But, like, I would immediately be like, this is maybe a half-truth, or he doesn't know what he's saying, because people get drunk and messy. And they don't, I don't think that. You know, there's that whole, like, in vino veritas, like, people say what they really feel when
right.
they get drunk. I think people just start feeling a lot when they get drunk,
right.
and I don't know if it's the truth.
Have you ever said I love you when you're drunk?
No, I've never done that. I mean, you always get, like, you're the best people in the whole world.
Right, but not to a guy that, like, you just started dating
or
something.
Fun fact, which I want to talk about. Earlier this week, my friend has been dating this older man, and they haven't seen each other for, like, a couple weeks.
Wait,
but Tuesday night at 11:30, he texts her, like, basically, like, a you-up text. Like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, no, I'm out with my friends. And then he was like, da-da-da-da, I love you. And she was like, what? Like, this has been casual. Like, I don't know. And I was like, he's drunk. She's like, but I love you. But I was, like, immediately, like, don't take it to heart. He's just drunk and, like, saying stupid shit.
How old is he?
48.
Okay. Has he been married?
No.
Kids?
Yes, he's a kid.
Ooh. Let's just talk about
that. Like, oh, my God. I can't believe you're talking about this. I'll probably have to ask her if we can even use this. It's a blind item, though.
Yeah, you didn't say her name.
Yeah, no. I have lots of friends. It could be anybody.
It could be any of those one.
You go to my Facebook profile, there's just one lone friend. That's sad. But then there's this huge fight. Oh, all right. I don't know what this UGG is about.
Because Agu.
Oh, I know.
He's such a dick in this episode.
I know. I was, like, so mad. And then Jermaine said the exact thing that I was thinking, where he was like,
it is really amazing to me how Agu is kind of, like, not accepting that Emily is his tango partner. Like, y'all are do-si-doing together. You don't have a leg to stand on at this point.
Like, they're tangoing together. She's your partner, dude. Like, you're just as much in it. And the fact that he's putting it all on Emily as if he's just somehow, like, not a part of any of the they're clearly having a thing. And he's
right.
just denying it.
I know.
And it's rude and mean and, like, I don't know.
What did you think about Emily's phone call with the boyfriend?
I felt really bad for her, but I loved when she was like, I clearly have an issue with control. I can't even
control
myself.
I loved it.
I mean, obviously, control is a big issue here. I'm having trouble controlling myself. Do you think I'm going to let somebody else do it? Come on.
I was like, yes, Emily! Like, know thyself and work on yourself and, like, admitting. Like, I loved the whole thing, yeah.
My God, you know who says that a lot?
Who?
Bethany in her books.
Oh, God. It always comes back to Bethany in her books. To know thyself?
She just says know thyself.
Oh, well, you know
what? And a lot of check yourself.
If you can't love yourself.
Right.
How in the hell are you going to love anybody else? Amen. Amen. As Rue would say.
Should we move on to Potomac?
Yes, I think we should.
But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Emily's Fake Nails.
And then can you please play the audio of...
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like I'm as clean as it gets.
You can find these nails on a floor in a restaurant in Mexico.
Moving on to Potomac. Much like Karen Huger and Monique Samuels, who are both moving.
Oh. It's like, what are you talking about?
One from Potomac and one to Potomac. It's like they're swapping.
The finale.
Yes, the finale happened.
Okay. The party. So there was a lot happening in terms of themes. First, yes. It was like a housewarming.
And an anniversary party.
And a dress up in African garb.
And Indian garb.
Right. So rightfully so.
We have four different parties.
Rightfully so, the ladies were like, what?
Right, right. Immediately they're like, I don't know what to wear. What's going on? What party is this?
So what did you think about Monique's?
I have, like, no words. I'm not surprised that a lot of people's heads turned. I mean, there were so many people that they showed being like, what?
What?
Huh? Their eyes, like, bugging out of their head.
Do we find out if at the reunion if Karen, in fact, is renting or buying that house?
Well, in the episode, and I think that at the reunion, I don't quite remember because there was, like, a lot of conversation about it, and it got very convoluted. She's renting it now, but it's kind of those, like, rent to buy.
Okay.
So, like, if she ends up buying it, the rent will go towards the cost of the house.
Okay.
Which, like, everyone seems so weird about, but I feel like I see that so much on Million Dollar Listing. They do that a lot.
Right.
They never like to do it because then you don't get as much commission for selling the house. But, like, that happens a lot on Million Dollar Listing.
I think it's more it's more in conjunction with the fact that she left so quickly from Potomac and originally said it was to downsize.
Right. But I think that the reason why she had to quickly find a new house is because their house had been on the market for a very long time. They got an offer. It was probably a cash offer. It was probably like, you have to be out in 10 days.
But so, I assume they talk about this at the reunion.
They talk a lot about the reunion. Karen explains a lot about what was going on, why she wasn't as forthcoming with the ladies, which is like a big question on all of them during the finale.
Yeah, for me too.
It gets addressed for sure.
Cool. Can't wait.
But we actually got to see part of the reunion this week already. Let's listen to it.
Next time on The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion.
Andy, are you hosting? Because this show is all over the place.
Unlike Bermuda, Karen is not co-hosting this show.
You called me Monica Lewinsky.
I didn't mean she was under a desk or anything.
You meant I was on top of the desk.
Whatever.
Did hear you used to have some interesting parties, Charisse. Apparently, it didn't stay platonic.
Sounds like there's a lot of bed hopping in Potomac. Do you still carry guilt for cheating?
There's two sides to every story.
What is the status of your relationship now?
What are you talking about work? Like face fix, but that's fine. You are full of shit.
You want to go there, Robin, we can go there.
Go where?
Grand dame of not a dame thing.
I wonder how long it took her to come up with that one.
How am I hiding behind anything if you don't know?
I watch TV just like the rest of America.
I'm not going to change my life for any of
and
you.
And don't.
I'm loving my life.
What were you trying to do, start a fight, Robin?
Why do you continue to slam me in my situation?
If you would like a date, I can make that happen.
America, I'm fine.
People go to people's houses and talk trash. That's what they do.
No, that's not what they do.
You've been dating three men, and it don't look good in streets of Potomac. People say you have a boyfriend. Do I talk about that?
What?
Blue Eyes or whatever his name is? Ho, you're a f***ing liar.
If I had to sum the season up with 10 quick bars, things remain the same. Robin's still talking about wine.
I'm not amused. Just sit still. We're just getting started.
But, oh my God, what I think we need to talk about was that kiss. it reminded me, for some reason earlier in the week, we were looking up the Al and Tipper Gore kiss.
Right.
From the Democratic National Convention. And that's what it
Did
reminded
they use
me
tongue?
Of.
Alan Tipper?
Yeah, oh yeah. It was a very, it's like a very famously awkward, like, why is this
I don't think
happening?
I've ever
Cringy.
Seen it.
Look it up. It's public. It's out there to look up, listeners, if you haven't. And that's what it reminded me of. It also kind of reminded me of when Lisa Presley and Lisa Marie and
Michael Jackson.
It was
yeah,
just
I
like
remember that one.
Every awkward kiss, like, flashed through my eyes when I was watching. It was like, ugh.
So you know how they always do those little updates at the end mm-hmm. with, you know, where they are now? And I liked that Monique said that they're installing a shark tank in the kitchen.
I know, but they did that because there was so much drama about the aquarium in the kitchen.
But are they really?
I'm sure they are.
That's crazy! No?
I mean, I don't know anyone with fish. So
this is just like.
Just, I don't know anyone with fish.
So I can't say if it's weird to have it in your kitchen or not.
Okay, it's undisputedly strange to be keeping a shark tanked up in your home.
Oh, but it's not like a big shark. I'm sure it's like a little shark.
How do you know?
I mean, we'll find out, hopefully, if there's
a season 3.
What if
it's, like, Shamu?
She's not keeping a Shamu in her... I mean, the house is big enough to fit Shamu, I'm sure, but...
We'll find out.
It's like a little shark, I'm sure.
Free Willy!
Speaking of Shark Tank, I saw that Bethany's on the set filming.
Right!
I know. I'm really excited. She put up a picture with Mark Cuban, and it makes me super happy.
I mean, I am in love with Mark Cuban.
Are you?
Yeah.
Dallas,
he's just really good with money.
I was surprised that she was sitting next to him in the panel.
Oh.
I didn't think that she would be sitting there.
Here's one reason I love him is, you know, whenever the lottery, those big jackpots come around.
Ding. Yeah.
Okay. And they ask people who are really savvy and entrepreneurs, like, what would your advice be to anyone who wins? And Mark Cuban said, don't invest. Like, because... If you aren't someone who's a smart investor, you will lose it all. Keep it in your bank and just rest easy knowing it's there.
Interesting. Well, speaking of Bethany, should we talk about New York and Vermont?
We should.
And for any listeners with young children in the car, on the subway, or in the kitchen, I don't know where children are, hide them.
Or don't. It depends on your parenting style and
right.
what things you're willing to share.
But just a warning, we're getting deep this week and dirty. I cannot handle single Ramona. Like,
why? Why?
I don't know. It's like...
Do you believe that she's only slept with 3 men?
No.
Really? I do.
You think... Oh. But this is getting to the conversation of what is sleeping with someone.
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay, so do you believe... And
then that
for
makes
fans
it-
who just think that we're just talking about sex, this is because in the New York episode, the ladies play a very...
Very,
dirty
yeah,
version
yeah.
of Truth or Dare.
Like Christina Aguilera 2R.
Oh, yeah. Dirty.
Yeah.
So, do you believe oral sex is sex?
I don't believe that oral sex is sex, but I think if someone's like, have you been with anybody, you have to include those people.
Right.
You
okay,
know what I mean?
I actually agree 1,000%.
By the way, Meg is looking at me like I'm crazy because we're agreeing.
Well, you chose cheese last time.
Yeah, I just want to, like, clarify to all the listeners out there. In last week's episode, I asked the group, cheese or oral sex a la Craig Conover's conversation.
In Southern Charm.
And I just really like cheese. Like, that's how much I like cheese, that I would give up something else that I also really, really, really like. That's all I'm saying. So, yes, we both agree that... She should have said more than 3 people. Because also, to me, when you're like, only 3 people, but yeah, no, all that other stuff. Like, by saying, like, only 3 people, but I'm not including, like, oral sex, it, like, counter counters your argument because you're trying to sound a little bit prudish, but I think it kind of hurts you in the end.
But she's only been divorced how long?
I think it's been like 2.5 years now.
Am I a prude? I guess I'm just a serial monogamist. I'm like, 3 sounds like...
like a lot. Yeah. I think that it depends like what your dating is.
Right.
And if you've been with someone for a while.
Can we save this for the NC-17 episode?
We're all fired?
Yeah.
Yeah. After we all get fired, we'll put this one out.
We will.
So we just had a real intense conversation about all of the things Ramona and the gang talked about, but we can't use it.
So... sorry, but just know we did talk about it. In case you think we're, like, not going there enough, we tried, but...
but it's been deemed inappropriate.
So, rest of Truth or Dare.
Right. Oh, but I was gonna... one more thing about this Ramona thing.
Oh, sure.
Which goes back to earlier in the episode. I loved when Sonia was like...
of course she gets the young hot guy, and she gives me the seasoned older guy. Fine. Ramona can hot dog down the mountain behind that guy, but he's not gonna f*** her.
Like, just, like, straight up said that. I was like, oh, my God.
Did she say
God.
The F word?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially because, like, she's living with, like, a 30-something-year-old French man.
Right.
Like, Sonia needs to teach Ramona the ways.
Well, I don't think you get a guy by
ordering him around.
Like a waiter.
Excuse me, sorry. Tim, could you get me, like, a Corona beer with lime and get whatever you like and just charge it on our
room? Yeah, absolutely.
Continue. Oh, my God. He was, like, carrying my gloves for me. He has my phone.
He's getting paid to be sweet.
When Ramona first comes over, this guy is her young, hot ski instructor. The minute he turns his attention to Dorinda, suddenly he's the help. Ramona's like a rude flirt.
So the rest of Truth or Dare.
Mm-hmm. Anal sex? I think that's all we can say is they talk about anal sex.
And
Dorinda
it's a lot.
Doesn't like it.
Yeah, Dorinda has some very strong opinions about it. Honestly, we should just play the audio from, like,
yeah.
This.
Like, how old were you when you first had anal sex?
Oh, God.
I'll tell you.
I've never had anal sex.
And I'm saying, you could just...
I will tell you. You guys have anal sex?
What?
I wouldn't answer that.
But it's an easy answer for me, because I was married and it was my husband.
I'm liking that she's honest. Yes! I'm not going to be judgmental. Do you? Do you wherever you want to be done.
Why would you do that? I would never do that.
I don't think anything's wrong with it if you want to do that.
I have never done
that,
and I will never do it.
Oh, that's okay.
Really? No, it's unacceptable behavior.
What does that even mean?
It's unacceptable behavior.
I don't think it's
why?
Behavior.
Because it's sex
it's not like a dinner party.
It's not natural, okay?
It's sex without
procreation. There's certain things that are waiting to happen. This with this, but not this but with this. No. 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 There's a stop sign there. No, not with women and men. No, it doesn't work like that.
And I'll tell you this, I cried.
There you go.
Maybe Dorinda was right.
Anyway,
okay.
I
mean,
this episode's hard because the other big thing is it's Bethany's husband.
Okay.
So we have this whole, we find out via Carol and Page 6 that Bethany's ex-husband has been arrested for stalking.
Right.
But I thought it was really bananas that Carol was saying all this to Dorinda, knowing how close to her chest Bethany plays everything.
Yeah.
And Carol being her BFF. And I was glad Carol told her later and Bethany didn't seem to care.
Right.
But it just seemed really odd to me that Carol would do that.
I'm sure it's one of those things where Carol is like, I want to stick up for my friend, and I want everyone else to know what a terrible position she's in right now. You know?
I
agree with you. When Carol was admitting to Bethany, I said more than I think I should. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I just remember being in the office when that news came out, and it was very surprising.
Right. I mean, like, it just added to, and whatever Carol was saying about, like, at the school and all of it just was like, this is a crazy level that she's dealing with.
Right.
Like, poor Beth. Poor B. And then finally, I just want to mention this Luann allowed to be in her honeymoon phase or not. What do you think? Is it a honeymoon phase or is it I'm above you all now because I have a husband?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. I would say that if it were me, I maybe wouldn't have said, I'm so happy to be married in a room full of women single that people. Are divorced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's just me.
I think that's fair. I think Luann probably is just, like, reveling in her happiness and not realizing how she can make other people feel.
But I will say what pissed me off about this episode is Dorinda gave in and gave Ramona and Sonia her room.
I know!
Like, Dorinda, come on!
I loved, though, when she was like, I did the Catholic thing and just went with guilt.
Right.
And I was like, I understand you,
like, Dorinda. They'll never learn this way.
They'll always get what they want.
Yeah.
But I cannot wait until next week when Ramona says these words.
Just don't, Bethany. Have more respect for me. Have more respect and more sympathy. It's not always about you.
She gets this, like, weird cry, emotional voice.
The look on her face, I was like, it made me uncomfortable.
It's just, like, them two get into, like, such, like, deep emotional arguments with each other.
Well, tweet us your burning questions at Bravo TV. Use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. You can find me on Twitter at Meg Segura.
You can find me at Rachie Robb.
Next week, we'll have another super special rewind. We're going to watch season 1, episode 1 of The Real Housewives of Orange County with reality TV obsessive Kate Casey from the podcast Reality Life.
In the meantime, you can find us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Wherever you're listening, we want to hear from you. Leave us a review. Tell us what you want to hear.
And we leave you with this very special moment.
Who's next? Pick the next person.
Oh, Carol. Fine, Carol.
Okay, what's the question then?
1 to 10, George Clooney. 10 being God, 0 being my baby Karen. Easy.
You didn't have sex with him.
Maybe.
I did.
What?
He's definitely a 9.
And what is Adam?
A 12, obviously.
Oh my God! Two questions!
We're not doing it. It was one question. She answered it.
It was a long time ago.
Post Dr. Doug Ross, pre Danny Ocean.
And it was the best era of George Clooney. It was post ER, pre Ocean's 11, like just like real fine George Clooney. Although it might have been Nipples Batman.
Oh.
Maybe he was wearing the nipples.
I'd make him.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.